On the live line with us this morning at KSRO, it is 5th District Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Good morning, Supervisor Hopkins.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
So far, so good. Glad to have you here. Lots of questions to ask. Let's start with a quick one. When will the supervisors vote to okay the interim sheriff as Steve Freitas is getting very ready to step down?
That's a great question. You know, I actually think it's coming up on our one of our August agendas. I'm not sure if it's the first meeting or the second meeting, but that is coming before the board.
Okay. Thank you for that. And this is so many interesting things that you are right smack dab in the middle of. One of the things that's most interesting, I think, is you and Supervisor Gorin at the helm of creating those citizens groups for people in unincorporated areas of Sonoma County to have a bigger say in what goes on in local government. Seems to me this is really grassroots politics.
Yeah, you know, it's great. I actually think that the single biggest problem in rural areas, it's not the sort of failing roads, it's not issues of rural homelessness, it's actually disempowerment. And so when you're disempowered, you feel like all of those other problems are so much worse because you don't have a voice in over how they're handled. You know, and even though you don't live in a city, all of the different communities that I have out in West County have such a strong sense of identity that it's so important to respect that identity and to really work with the community to say, what do you want here? You know, I don't want to come in from the top down and say, this is how I think, you know, Grayton should be, or this is how I think Occidental should be. I want to work with the citizens out there to actually empower them to make those important decisions.
That sounds like a lot more, attention, Linda, for the Russian River.
Yes, I've been working really hard to try and, you know, pull together those communities. I've already gotten emails actually just based on the press coverage since the board meeting on Tuesday of folks saying, sign me up. You know, I really want to be part of this effort. I want to have a conversation about, you know, having our own self-determination, having our own citizens advisory committee.
Well, let's talk nuts and bolts now. How many people can be a part of these advisory committees and what kind of commitment is it for them?
You know, it's actually entirely flexible. The recommendation that came from staff at the board meeting on Tuesday was to have a board of 5. But again, the community can actually have a say in that. I think a little bit more than that, it gets, you know, maybe too cumbersome. But since the Russian River is such a large area, it's going to be really important to think about who fills those seats, you know, because we have a number of towns all the way from Duncan's Mills up to Forestville. So, you know, how do you make sure that each town has a voice in this greater board might require some more people. And then the idea is to have monthly Brown Act meetings. So there'll be an agenda. Folks can come and speak up during public comment to raise their issues and their concerns. And the board also discussed on Tuesday, how can we provide some funding to facilitate staffing so that, you know, it's not just kind of on each district's office to run those meetings, but, you know, this body actually has their own sort of secretary clerk of the board who can write those agendas and, you know, coordinate and communicate with all of the board members.
By the people, for the people, it sure sounds like.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the Cannabis Advisory Group. That has been released this week. A lot of people on that advisory group, a lot of them business people, and also some residents of, again, rural areas, and all having a say, you say, in terms of what kind of rules and regulations are going to be in place for cannabis.
Yeah, so that was a really, really tough process. We had over 100 applications. There was a tremendous amount of interest in serving on this advisory committee. We spent 2 meetings really just, you know, going through and trying to ensure that we had a diversity of representation of interest. So, you know, everything from folks who are really concerned about public safety, education, you know, sort of medical professional is also on the board, on the advisory committee, and then trying to get different representatives from different sectors of the cannabis industry, so not just cultivators, but also manufacturers, distributors, folks with different stakes in the game. And the idea is just, you know, it's really important to have that check-in as we implement this new ordinance. This is the first for Sonoma County, right? We've never, ever regulated this industry before.
Yeah.
And so there are going to be bumps along the way, and, you know, we definitely see this initial ordinance is it's a first draft, and we're going to see how it goes. And so this board will allow us, this advisory committee will allow us to gather some feedback as the ordinance is implemented, which I think will be really important, both from those rural residential owners who are concerned about the impact, as well as from the actual industry being regulated. So it's really important to have that just sort of liaison between the county and the industry, because, you know, they don't always have that, feel like they have that direct line of access to us.
Well, this is the kind of thing that just can't be in place too soon, because that January 1st date is, you know, just knocking at the door right now.
Yep, and it was funny because Susan Gorin at the board meeting said, you know, we should have had this in place a year ago, and I kind of agree, you know, but it took us a little while, but here we are, and it is that January 1st is right around the corner. And more importantly, we're already accepting applications. Last I heard, we'd received 20 applications, I think 8 through the Ag Commissioner, so those are the sort of smaller scale outdoor grows, and then the other 12 through PRMD, so those would be on the sort of larger end or mixed light, you know, more complicated indoor, that kind of thing. So yeah, and that's just the very beginning because, you know, I think a lot of us are still engaged in the process and doing. We're accepting applications through August 31st.
Yes, indeed. Okay, two quick notes for you before we let you go, Linda. Number one, how many events do you attend per week?
Oh, my gosh. There was one day when I had, I don't know, events or meetings, but I sometimes have literally meetings with it. I think might be my record so far.
Yeah.
Half an hour, you know, every half hour.
It must be a tough Facebook page to update, that's for sure. And finally, yeah. I saw a picture of the outfit that you wore for the Pride Parade in Guerneville last month. Very festive. Yeah. Very, very festive.
Like the wig?
Yeah, it was great. You're a good sport. Supervisor Hopkins, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We look forward to continued conversations with you.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great week.
All right, you too. That is Supervisor of the 5th District, Linda Hopkins, on the KSRO Live Line.